Determining stocking rates for corn stock grazing. I'm Danielle Drotzman with your WNAX Farm News Update. Last week, we had a news piece on the benefits of corn residue grazing and also some things to watch out for when cows are out on corn stalks. One of those things was excess corn and the fact that a cow could technically go out there and graze as much corn as it wants. And that could potentially result in some issues. Mary Dranowski, Nebraska Extension Beef System Specialist, says it's important to calculate approximately how much corn is out in the field before turning cows out.
The easiest thing to do is actually, the nice thing is most corn is planted on 30-inch rows, right? So 2.5 feet. And so we can actually count the amount of ears in a row. We can actually calculate how much ears are out there. One of the key things about doing that is that you want to go kind of across the field. You want to make sure you get a good subsample because you'll have probably some problem areas, especially this year, where some of the reasons why we have down corn is the straight line winds, for instance. And so some places will be more affected than others. And so you want to make sure that you actually have an idea of, you know, what do my hot spots look like, so to speak. So when we think about counting the amount of ears in a row, if we count a 100-foot strip, we can take the total number of ears and basically just divide it by two, and that'll give us the bushels per acre. Now, that's assuming a half a pound of corn in an ear, but that's a pretty good estimate, and it'll get you close enough to be able to make some decisions.
She says that corn residue is a very attractive option for grazing, but there may be times when that feedstuff may need additional nutrition or supplements for those animals.
Let's talk first about our dry, pregnant, mature cows. And to be frank, if you have dry, pregnant, mature cows that are in good condition on stock, so 5+, they do not need to be supplemented with any energy or protein. We'll see no additional benefit in terms of their performance, other than the fact that if I feed them some supplemental energy or protein, I can improve their condition. So if they were in poor condition, that's a different story. But in good condition, if you're just trying to maintain them, you need to provide them a mineral and vitamin source and graze them to our recommended rate, right? So not going over that one cow for 1 month for every 100 bushels, and you should be good to go.
She says for young cows, it might be a little bit of a different scenario.
So cows that are still growing, so, you know, 2-3-year-olds, then they do need supplemental protein and energy. And so really, there what we're looking for is just a couple pounds of distillers. 2-3 pounds of distillers per these young cows will actually achieve the goal of meeting their needs and make really good use of that low-cost feed resource. So a lot of times, because replacement heifers also need supplemental protein and energy, a lot of times putting those young cows with your replacement heifers works out really well, because 2-3 pounds of distillers is going to get you about a pound a day on like a 600-700 pound heifer. So you can kind of like, I achieve the goal of developing my heifers, and I'm also making sure that my young cows are getting what they need, and you can run them together and make something that's pretty efficient.
With your WNAX Farm News Update, I'm Danielle Drotzman.